preparing the bride. It's an insight into what the Holy Spirit is doing today in preparing the bride, the Church of Jesus, for the return of the bridegroom, which is Jesus himself. And now we begin our second session on the theme of preparing the bride.
现在我们要开始预备新妇的第二集。
In the previous session, we spoke about God's intent on preparing the bride for the return of the bridegroom.
在第一集里面，我们讨论到神他的目的，为了要预备他的新妇来迎接新郎的再来。
The bride is the church of Jesus.
新妇就是耶稣的教会。
And the bridegroom is Jesus himself.
新郎就是耶稣他自己。
And we're thinking in this series,
所以在这样子的一个系列里面，
how the Holy Spirit is preparing the church for the return of Jesus.
我们要思想的就是圣灵如何预备教会来迎接耶稣的再来。
In our previous session,
在上一集，
I shared a story of a little girl that was about to lose her life.
我分享了一个关于一个小女孩几乎丧命的故事。
Where she had slipped under a barrier and was sliding towards her death on a mountain.
她不小心掉出栅栏之外，然后往下滑，几乎要滑到死亡。
And how her father was the only one caring enough to rescue her.
然后她的父亲是唯一一个关心他到一个地步，愿意冒上生命的危险来拯救他的。
Illustrating how much Father God loves His children.
就让我们看见父神是如何爱他的孩子。
And I shared my personal story.
我也分享了我自己个人的故事。
Of how I discovered religion was not enough.
我如何发现宗教是不足的。
And how God saved me.
那神如何拯救了我？
And I fell in love with Jesus.
我就爱上了耶稣。
Because of his great love for me.
因着他对我的大爱。
And the extent he went to save my life.
还有他愿意付出这么多多来拯救我的生命。
And how having received Jesus into my life by faith.
那如何因着信心把耶稣迎接到我的生命里面来？
He began to prepare me.
他就开始预备我。
First of all, by saving me.
首先是先拯救我。
And then beginning a process of healing me.
然后再进入一个医治我的过程。
I shared how I received prayer at the end of a meeting.
我分享到我怎么样在聚会的结束的时候领受了一个祷告。
And the man prayed for me to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个人为我祷告，让我被圣灵充满。
And how I felt the peace of God fill my soul.
我就如何感受到神的平安完全充满了我的灵魂。
It was at that point that I began a journey of transformation.
就是在这一个时刻，我开始了我这个转化的旅程。
I knew Jesus had saved me.
我知道耶稣救了我。
I knew I was going to heaven.
我知道我要上天堂。
I knew that Jesus would receive me when he comes back again.
我也知道当耶稣再来的时候他会迎接我。
But he began to do a deep work in my life.
但是他开始在我的生命中做极深的工作。
First of all, Jesus had to set me free.
首先耶稣要释放我的自由。
He set me free from unclean spirits.
他让我从不洁净的灵中得自由。
It crippled me with fear.
因为这些用恐惧来限制了我。
I had lived with panic attacks.
我曾经经历了恐慌的攻击。
And a fear of enclosed spaces.
我害怕那个密闭的空间。
And a fear of crowded spaces.
我也害怕那个很拥挤的空间。
I was unable to leave my family home for 1 year.
一整年的时间我没有办法离开我的家里走到外面。
But it was in that process that I found God.
但是是在这个过程当中我找到了神。
By reading the Gospels.
就是透过读福音书。
Now the journey I went on was this.
那我所经历的旅程是这样的。
Jesus had saved me. He had set me free from unclean spirits. But I had to go on a journey of renewing my mind.
耶稣救了我，也使我从污秽的灵中得自由，但是他开始要更新我的心思意念。
And receiving healing from the wounds and the damage in my life.
我也必须为着我生命中这些的创伤跟受损的地方来领受医治。
Because many of the unhealed wounds and the damage cause me to sin, to live a sinful life.
因为很多这些没有得医治的创伤还有伤口还有会让我继续的活出一个满了罪恶的生命。
I suffered from a deep sense of rejection.
因为我有着一个极深的被拒绝的感觉。
And abandonment.
还有被丢弃的感觉。
My mother, my natural mother, abandoned me when I was 3 years old.
因为在我三岁的时候我的生我的妈妈她就离弃了我。
And I found it very difficult to make a loving connection with people.
所以我要跟人之间产生一个爱的关系是非常困难的。
Because when we have deep roots of rejection,
因为当那个被拒绝的根在我们的里面很深的时候
we find it difficult to receive love and to give love.
我们要领受爱跟给予爱都是很困难的。
And I realized this dominated my life.
我发现这个呢就控制了我的生命。
I expected everybody to abandon me.
因为我期待着每一个人都会丢弃我。
So I was waiting for that to happen.
我就等着这个事情发生。
And God had to take me on a process.
神要我带进这样子的过程。
Of bringing inner healing into my life.
让我能够得到内在医治。
The interesting thing is this.
有趣的事情是这样。
That I was too afraid to step outside the family home.
因为我太害怕了不敢走出去离开我的家。
But through the healing power of Jesus in my life,
但是透过耶稣在我生命里面医治的大能
healing me from deep roots of rejection,
他把我从极深的拒绝的根里头医治
a deep sense of abandonment,
一个极深的被抛弃的感觉里面
and all these controlling fears,
还有这些控制我的恐惧
He has taken me to more than 30 nations around the world.
他就带领我走过超过三十多个国家
to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
来分享耶稣基督的好消息。
So I believe that part of the preparing of the bride,
所以我相信要预备新妇的其中一个部分呢
the church of Jesus,
就是耶稣的教会
is to bring deep healing into our lives.
就是把极深的医治带到我们的生命当中。
Because much of the sin that we engage in is reactive,to unhealed areas within us.
因为常常在我们生命里面的罪是我们对着这些还没得医治的区块的一个反应。
So on this journey we are on preparing the bride,
所以在这一个预备新妇的这一个旅程当中
we will begin to discover on this journey areas where we might be healed.
我们会开始发现在我们的哪一个生命的区块里面我们是需要医治的。
Through the love and the power of Jesus,
透过耶稣的爱，透过耶稣的大能。
God is reaching out to us.
神现在要来触摸我们。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He gave his life for us.
他为我们舍弃生命。
And how much more shall he also give us everything if he was willing to give us Jesus?
所以如果他连耶稣都愿意赐下给我们，还有什么他是不肯给的呢？
For me, the Kairos moment was when I sat on that bench in that park.
所以对我来说，我的 Kairos 的时刻，就是当我坐在公园的那个椅子上的时候。
Like Moses at the burning bush,
就如同摩西在那个焚烧的荆棘那里。
Jacob asleep and the stairway appears to him.
雅各睡着了，看见天梯。
So for me, it was alone in that park in the night in the rain.
对我来说，就是那一个晚上，我一个人在公园里面，半夜雨中。
Where I cried out to God to help me.
我在那边呼求神来帮助我。
And he gave me in that moment.
就在那个时刻他就给了我。
And opened up a pathway for me to walk along.
一条路让我可以走上去的。
It started with the very first step.
它是从我的第一步开始。
I had to follow the way of God.
我必须要跟随神的道路。
To receive the blessings of health and wholeness.
来领受健康跟完全的祝福。
So that was my Kairos moment.
那就是我的 Kairos 时刻。
And I thank God.
我感谢主。
That he enabled me to obey his leading.
他让我能够来顺服他的带领。
You see, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
因为你知道吗？撒旦来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
That is the nature of the enemy.
那就是仇敌他的本质。
But Jesus said,
但耶稣说
I have come to give you life in all its fullness.
我来是要你们得生命并得的完全。
That is the God that I serve.
那就是我所服侍的那一位神。
That is a God that has revealed himself to me.
那就是向我启示他自己的那一位神。
Not a religious structure.
它不是一个宗教的一个架构
but a living relationship,
而是一个活的关系
with a God that is for us and not against us.
一个愿意帮助我们而不是抵挡我们的神
And so we're going to continue this theme of preparing the bride.
所以我们要继续这个预备新妇的这个主题
by sharing with you the story of Esther.
要透过以斯帖这个故事的分享
There is a whole book in the Bible about her.
在圣经里面有一整卷书是关乎以斯帖的。
The book of Esther opens up with telling the story of a king.
这个王的名字叫做亚哈随鲁。
And this king was celebrating for 180 days.
这个王他正在有一个180天这样子的一个欢庆。
And he was displaying his vast wealth to all the nobility of the land.
他把他那极大的这样子的一个富裕让全地的贵族都看见。
It was like a great exhibition.
就如同一个很大的一个展示。
And it went on for 180 days.
180天那么的久。
And at the end of that period of time,
在这个时间的最后呢
he gave a 7-day banquet.
他就有一个七天的筵席。
Now, that is what I call a huge party.
那就是我说一个极大的这样子一个 party.
7 days.
7 days.
Of drinking and eating and celebrating.
7 days的吃吃喝喝跟欢乐。
I'm going to take the liberty and say this.
我要这样子说。
I see that as a picture of heaven.
我看见那就是天国的图画。
I see an extravagant king.
看到一个非常奢侈的一个王。
A generous king.
一个很大方的王
that welcomed all his friends
欢迎了他所有的朋友进来
and celebrated all that they had achieved
为着他们所成就的一切在庆祝
his kingdom was vast
他的国是极大的
it went from India
从印度
all the way over to the Holy Land
一直到圣地
and he was very powerful
他是非常的有权的
He had a most beautiful wife by the name of Vashti.
他有个极美的太太叫做瓦什提。
And during the celebrations,
在这样子的一个庆典当中
he decided that he would invite Vashti because of her great beauty.
他决定他要邀请瓦什提因为她非常的美丽。
He wanted to show her off to his friends.
他想要让他的朋友们看见他太太多漂亮。
Now there was a real problem with this marriage.
这个婚姻呢有一个很大的一个问题
Because Vashti refused to obey the king.
因为瓦什提她拒绝来顺服这个王
And she decided to have her own party.
她决定她要有她自己的 party.
This, of course, would have embarrassed the king enormously.
当然这个就会让这个王非常的难堪
But let me tell you the story of Vashti.
但是让我来告诉你瓦什提的故事
She was the granddaughter of a great king called Nebuchadnezzar.
她是一个极伟大的王，叫尼布甲尼撒王的孙女儿。
And she was the actual daughter of Belshazzar.
她是伯提沙撒的女儿。
But they were conquered by the Persians, led by King Darius.
但是他们被波斯人那个时候呢，是被大力乌王带领的波斯人战败了。
And Darius and the Persians came in and conquered Babylon.
那大力乌王带着这些波斯人来，就战胜了他们，就得着了巴比伦。
And Darius took Vashti, who was the princess.
大力物王这个时候呢，就带着瓦什提，她是个公主
，and brought her back to Persia，
把她带回波斯
，and gave her as a prize to his son Xerxes，
就把她当成一个礼物，这样子送了给他的儿子亚哈水鲁王。
Probably not the best start to any marriage。
大概这个就不是任何婚姻里面一个很好的开始了。
And you can understand Vashti's resentment。
所以你可以去理解为什么瓦什提很抗拒。
She was enslaved。
因为她其实她是被掳去的。
She was given as a prize。
她当成一个礼物送给别人的。
I don't know whether Xerxes loved her or not。
我不知道亚哈水鲁到底爱她还是不爱她。
But now he was very angry with her。
但是现在他对他非常的生气
，because she refused to obey him，
因为他拒绝去顺服他。
She had a very different agenda to the king，
跟这个王来比，他有一个不同的一个时间表。
So the king asked his advisers what he should do，
所以呢，王就问他身边的人，我该怎么办呢
？And they said, well, this has not been a good example to the nation。
那他们就告诉他说，这个对全国来说不是个很好的一个榜样。
Probably the best thing you can do is get rid of her.
你最好能做的就是休了她。
To divorce her.
来跟她离婚。
And that would set an example for the whole nation.
那就会让全国人都看见了。
Because we don't want this kind of thing going on.
因为我们不要这样子的事情在国里面发生。
And so that is exactly what he did.
所以王就真的这样做了。
But now the king needed a queen.
那现在王呢需要个新的王后。
And so the advisers suggested the following.
所以这群人呢又这样的建议他。
Why don't we search the land?
我们去遍地来寻找。
And we'll draw together the most beautiful of women together.
我们把最美丽的女人都带进来。
And we will try and prepare them, train them.
我们想办法来预备她们，来训练她们。
And when they're ready,
那他们预备好的时候呢
？We will present them before you.
我们就让他们来见你。
And you can choose for yourself any one of them as your new wife.
那你那就在里面来选一个你喜欢的来当你的新的太太。
And that is what happened.
那他就这样做了。
And now we introduce you to Esther.
现在我们就要把以斯帖介绍给各位。
She ultimately was chosen to be the queen.
她最后。被拣选成了王后。
But she went on a very interesting journey.
但是她在这个之前有一个很有趣的一个旅程。
The Bible tells us that Esther was an orphan.
圣经告诉我们说以斯帖她是个孤儿。
Somewhere along her life, she had lost her mother and father.
在她的生命的某一个时候她失去了她的父母亲。
What we do know is this.
我们知道的是这样。
That she was a Hebrew girl.
她是个希伯来的女孩子。
And when the Babylonians came in and conquered the Hebrews,
当巴比伦人来战胜了希伯来人的时候呢
？She was taken into captivity into Babylon.
他们就被掳，她就被带到巴比伦去了。
But when the Persians came in and conquered the Babylonians,
但是当波斯人来打赢了这个巴比伦人之后呢
？She was taken into Persia.
她又被带到波斯。
So she was not only a long way from home.
所以她不只是离家乡很远。
She was now a very long way from home.
她现在离家非常的远。
She was an exile in a foreign land.
她是一个在异地被放逐的人。
She was raised by her older cousin Mordecai.
她是被她的年长的一个表亲叫做莫迪改的来抚养的。
Now this young girl was very beautiful.
那这个年轻的女孩子非常的漂亮。
So on the outside, she looked lovely.
所以外面看来她很可爱。
But on the inside, she was damaged.
但在里面其实是很受伤的。
She would have been living with a sense of grief.
她应该是带着一个极大的哀伤生活。
At the loss of her parents.
因为她失去了她的父母亲。
She would have felt abandoned.
她也会感觉到被丢弃。
She was a foreigner.In an alien land,
她是一个在她不认识的国家里面当一个外乡人。
She probably longed for her homeland.
她大概非常思念她的家乡。
And in this situation,
在这样子一个情况里面
，she probably struggled with a sense of low self-esteem.
她大概很挣扎，然后有着一个不太好的自我形象。
A slave,
一个奴隶。
Mordecai, her cousin, raising her.
莫迪改他的表哥在抚养他。
And then suddenly, an opportunity arose.
忽然间，一个机会来到了。
And she was chosen as one of many young girls that were beautiful.
她在许多的漂亮的女生当中，她被拣选。
To be taken to the king's palace.
然后被带到王宫。
To begin a process of preparation.
来开始一个预备她的一个过程。
It was her.Kairos moment.
这个就是他的 Kairos 的时刻。
A moment of decision.
一个决定性的时刻。
To grasp the opportunity.
他要抓住这样一个机会。
We have to face the reality.
我们必须要面对现实。
That she was very beautiful.
她非常的漂亮。
And this was a great asset for her.
对她来说，这是一个很好的资产。
She was also chosen.
她也是被拣选的。
She was chosen from among all the other women.
她从众多的女人当中被拣选出来
，to be brought into the palace of the king，
被带到王的王宫里面去。
Now this should paint a picture for us。
这个就可以让我看见这样子一幅图画了。
How you and I are people that have been chosen by God to come into the kingdom of God。
你和我都是被拣选的这一群人，被带到神国里面去的。
We were once dead in our transgressions and sins.
我们曾经因为我们的过犯，我们死在我们的过犯里面。
But God has made us alive in Christ.
但是神却让我们在基督里面重新得着生命。
He has translated us from a kingdom of darkness.
他把我们从一个黑暗的国度。
And brought us into the kingdom of the Son that He loves.
带进他所爱的儿子的国里面去。
And for Esther, this was a moment, a Kairos moment.
对以斯帖来说，这个就是她的 Kairos 的时刻。
Can you imagine what was going through her mind?
你可以想象她在头脑中在想的是什么吗
？Where she's seeing all the beautiful building of the palace.
她看见王宫里面这些非常漂亮的这些的建筑物。
It was very, very different from what she had left.
跟他所离开的那个地方的是非常非常的不一样的。
An orphan, an alien.
一个孤儿，一个外乡人。
And was invited to come into the king's palace.
被邀请进到王的宫殿里面去。
When she came into the king's palace,
当她进到王的宫殿的时候，
she had obviously decided something in her mind.
她很明显的在她里面，她已经做了一些的决定。
I'm going to make the best of this opportunity.
我要尽量把握这个机会。
Instead of resenting the situation,
我不要去抗拒我所在的这个环境。
She chose to embrace the opportunity.
她选择她去拥抱这样的机会。
And often we find ourselves at moments of decision in our life.
我们也常常在我们的生命当中发现我们来到这样子一个决定点。
Or we find ourselves in circumstances.
我们会发现我们会在一些的状况当中
that don't make us very happy.
这些环境没有让我们很快乐。
We need to realize this.
我们需要明白这件事情。
That God works all things together for the good of those that are called by Him and are loved by Him.
神是使万事互相效力，到最终是为了让他所呼召的、所爱的人得好处。
And so she made a decision.
所以她就做了一个决定。
That she would give.Herself to this wholeheartedly.
她会全心全意的来投入这样子。
And she made those in charge of her their life easier.
她也让那些负责来训练她的人，让他们的生命是过得容易的。
She was mentored by a eunuch.
她是被一个太监在辅导。
And I'd like to make a comment about the eunuch.
在这里呢，我想。对着这个太监来做这样子一个评语。
You see, I believe in these days, the Holy Spirit is wanting to bring a change in the minds of leadership.
我相信在这些日子，圣灵想要在领袖群中带来一个思想的改变。
You see, even in the kingdom of God,
因为你知道吗？就算是在神的国度里面
，It is possible that leaders use the people.To build their own empire.
也很有可能这些领袖其实在使用他的群众来建立自己的王国。
And I believe God wants leaders to be like eunuchs.
但是我却相信神是希望这一些领袖们能够如同太监一样。
You see, the eunuch had no natural desire for Esther.
因为你知道吗？这个太监对以斯帖来说，他是没有一个自然的一个欲望的。
He was not capable of expressing passion towards her.
他们是没有这个能力对这样一个女孩子来表达他们的爱。
His great motive was preparing her for his king.
他唯一最大的动机就是为着他的王来预备这个女孩子。
So his passion was to please the king.
所以他的热情是要得王的喜悦。
So he could devote his life to prepare the bride for the king.
所以他可以完全用他一生来为着这一位王来预备他的心腹。
And I believe this is what Holy Spirit is wanting from leadership in the church today.
我相信这就是圣灵期待今天教会的领袖能够做到的。
Where we don't use God as a means to an end.
我们不使用神来达到我们自己的目的。
But he is the end in itself.
而他就是我们的目的。
And that leaders lay their lives down for their sheep.
好让领袖们能够为着他们的群羊放下自己的生命。
They don't desire the bride for themselves.
他们不会自己希望得着这个心腹。
But they live to prepare the bride for King Jesus.
他们活着是为了为耶稣这位伟大的君王来预备他的心腹。
And so Esther became very obedient to the eunuch.
所以以斯帖呢就对这些太监们是非常的顺服的。
She made his life easy.
他就让他们的工作很容易。
And as a result, he expressed great favor towards her.
也因为这样，他就对她特别的好。
And he mentored her, coached her in the ways of palace life.
他就训练她，教导她怎么样来过这个王宫的生活。
And she humbled herself.
以斯帖谦卑了自己。
Became very willing.
她非常的愿意
and was obedient to everything that he instructed her with.
所以她所教她的每一件事情她都非常的顺服。
I think it's easier to obey those that you know love you.
我认为去顺服那些你知道爱你的人是比较容易的。
When I first started in the ministry,
当我刚开始服事的时候
I was trained by a lady by the name of Jean Darnell.
我是被一位名叫 Jean Darnell 的这样一位女士训练的。
And she had been a missionary in Panama and in Australia.
她在巴拿马、在澳洲都当过宣教士。
Her and her husband had come to the United Kingdom.
她和她的先生来到英国。
And they devoted their lives to the British church.
他们的一生就奉献了给英国的教会。
But she carried a very unique anointing.
但是她带着一个非常独特的一个恩膏。
God had used her to perform miracles in her life.
神使用她，让她在她的生命中行了很多的神迹。
When she was a very young Christian,
当她是一个非常年轻的基督徒的时候
her mother died.
她妈妈就过世了。
And Jean, as a young girl, laid hands on her.
Jean 这个年轻的女孩按手在她身上
cried out to God.
向神呼求。
And God raised her from the dead.
神就让她的母亲从死里复活。
When she first started preaching,
当她刚开始讲道的时候
a man came towards her who was deaf.
有一个耳聋的男人向她走过来。
And Jean reached up and put her fingers in his ears.
Jean 呢就伸出手来把她的手指放在她的耳朵里面。
And he instantly got his healing.
她马上就听见了。
He heard for the first time in his life.
在她的一生当中第一次听见声音。
And so when I first became a Christian,
所以当我刚成为基督徒的时候
I was not interested in church structure.
我对教会的架构一点兴趣都没有
Or in religious politics.
或是对这些宗教性的这一些的政治
I was interested in Jesus.
我只有对耶稣有兴趣
And I wanted to do what Jesus was doing.
我想要去做耶稣所做的
And I couldn't find anywhere a church that believed what I believed.
我没有办法在任何的地方找到任何一间教会是相信我所相信的。
And I got this book called Heaven, Here I Come.
我就得到一本书叫做《天国我来了》。
And it was written by this lady, Jean Darnell.
就是 Jean Darnell 他所写的一本书。
And I was fascinated.
我非常的着迷。
That God had taken her on this journey in her life.
神在她的一生中带领她走这样这个旅程。
Where she was so full of the love of the Father.
她满了对父神的爱。
She gave herself to the people.
她把自己奉献给百姓。
She preached the gospel.
她传讲福音。
She healed the sick.
她医治了生
病的。She raised the dead.
他使 死人复活。
And I heard that she was speaking in a church.
我就听到他会在一个教会分享。
So I decided I would go along to the meeting.
我就决定去参加这个聚会。
With her book in my hand.
手里拿着他的书。
At the end of the meeting,
聚会结束。
I went to the front.
我就走到前面。
And she looked at me.
他看着我。
And she said, young man, what can I do for you?
他说年轻人我能够为你做什么呢?
And I really didn't know.
我真的不知道。
I was embarrassed.
我非常的尴尬。
And she saw that.
她看见了。
And she said, oh, I see you have a copy of my book.
她说，哦，我看你手里拿着我写的书。
Would you like me to write in it?
你想我在上面题字吗？
Oh, I said, yes, please.
我说，哦，对对，麻烦你。
And she wrote this.
她就这样写。
Luke 4, verse 18.
路加福音四章十八节。
She closed the book.
她把书
合起来。She gave it to me.
就给了我。
And she said, young man,
他说年轻人
That is the call of God upon your life.
那是神对你生命的呼召。
I went home.
我回家。
And I looked up Luke 4:18.
我就去翻圣经来读路加福音的四章十八节。
And it was Jesus quoting Isaiah 61.
那就是耶稣他在引用以赛亚书六十一章。
Where the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me.
主的灵在我身上。
For he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
因为他用高我叫我传福音给贫穷的人
to heal the brokenhearted,
医治那心灵破碎的
to open the eyes of the blind,
使瞎眼的得看见
and to set captive people free,
报告被掳的得释放
and when I read those words,
当我读到这些字的时候
there was like an explosion on the inside,
我好像在里头整个炸开
and I realized that this is what God had created me for,
我就发现神是为此而创造我的。
And this is what I was going to give my life to.
我就是要把我的一生献给这样的事情。
Not to religious politics.
不是对着那些宗教的政治。
Not to maintain church tradition.
不是要保留教会的传统。
But to usher in heaven on earth.
而是把天国带到地上来。
And to be a freedom fighter.
成为一个自由斗士。
For those that cannot fight for themselves.
为着那些不能为自己来征战的。
But for me, Jean was like that eunuch.
但是对我来说 ，Jean 就好像那位太监。
And she challenged me.
她挑战我。
She taught me.
她教导我。
How to behave.
如何该有怎么的行为。
How to pray for people.
怎么来为人祷告。
How to minister.
怎么样服事。
And she told me off many times.
她也常常会来斥责我。
But she also praised me.
但是她也来称赞我。
And built into me self-confidence.
她把自信心建立在我的里面。
And more than that.Confidence in the Word of God,
而且更重要的是，他让我
and confidence in the nature of God,
对神的话，对神的属性有信心。
And so, like Esther,
所以如同以斯帖
she was trained by this eunuch,
她是被太监训练的。
And great favor was put upon her,
极大的恩宠就临到她身上。
When we come to look at how Esther was prepared, it's very, very interesting.
那当我们来看看以斯帖是如何来被预备的，那是很有趣的。
She couldn't be presented to the king as she was.
因为她当下的那个样子，她不能够直接的就呈现给王。
She had to learn the protocol of palace life.
她必须学习在这个王宫里面生活的种种规矩。
She had to be prepared to live within the royal household.
她必须要预备好，让她能够在这样王族的这样子一个家里面来生活。
And the Bible tells us that she went on.1 year program of preparation.
圣经告诉我们，他是预备了一整年。
The first 6 months,
前面的六个月
she was soaked in oil and myrrh.
他是用没药油来浸泡。
Now, I find this a very strange concept.
我觉得这个对我来说是很奇怪的概念。
But she was actually wasting time.
他其实在浪费时间。
Or was she wasting time?
但她真的在浪费时间吗?
And this is the difference between the priority of God for us and the priority we have for ourselves.
这个就是神他对我们的优先顺序还有我们对自己的优先顺序的差异了。
And for 6 months, Esther was massaged with oil.
六个月的时间以斯帖呢是用油来被按摩。
And oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit.
油是圣灵的表征。
And so she was soaked in the Holy Spirit.
她就是被圣灵浸泡。
This was a priority in the heart of God.
在神的心中这是最大的优先。
And the Holy Spirit speaks of the anointing.
圣灵讲的也是恩膏。
There have been seasons in my life
在我的生命当中有一些的季节
where God has taken me out of active ministry
神把我从一个很活跃的一个服事当中带出来
and he has caused me to spend time soaking in the Holy Spirit
然后让我花时间在圣灵里面浸泡
and in that process there's been a divine activity in my life
在这样子的过程当中在我的生命里面是有很神性的这些的活动的。
In today's society,
在今天的社会
particularly for leadership,
特别是对领袖来说
there's a great pressure to perform.
我们有这个很大的一个要表现的压力。
Have to be busy.
必须要很忙碌。
Sometimes I talk to Christians,
有时候我跟基督徒谈话
and I ask them, how are you?
问他你们好吗
and they always reply,
他们常常都是回应说
Oh, I'm so tired.
哦，我好累哦。
And I wonder sometimes whether we just need to stop.
有时候我会想说，我们是不是该就停下来
？And refocus on our relationship with Jesus.
重新把我们的焦点转移到我们跟耶稣的关系之上。
And allow Him to soak us in His presence.
允许我们让允许耶稣用他的同在来浸泡我们。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩膏
And I've learned in my life it is essential.
在我的生命当中我学习这是必要的
That every day.
每一天
And for me it's normally early in the morning.
对我来说通常就是一大早
I spend time in the presence of God.
我花时间在神的同在里
Waiting upon him.
等候他
Enjoying his presence.
享受他的同在
And allowing him to fill me with his Holy Spirit.
允许他用他的圣灵来充满我。
But she was not only massaged with oil, but also with myrrh.
但他不只是用油来按摩，还用没药。
Now myrrh is representative of death.
没药代表的是死亡。
And it is something which is used in preparing bodies before burial.
就是在预备一个身体在埋葬之前所要用的。
But it is also used as one of the ingredients in preparing holy anointing oil.
但是呢，也是我们在做圣膏油的时候要用的其中的一个原料。
And this oil would be put upon the priests at their anointing.
那这个油呢，是会被抹在他们要膏抹的那一位祭司的身上。
It would be put on their heads.
会放他们的头上。
On their thumb.
在他们的大拇指上。
And on their toe.
还有在他们脚的大拇指上
And it was symbolic.
那是有代表性的
In your mind.
在你的思想
May you die to the things of your natural flesh.
愿你向你自然人的这些的欲望死去
May you not just do with your hands what you want to do.
愿你的手不只是去做你想要做的
And with your feet you won't just go where you think you want to go.
你的脚也不是走去你想要去的地方。
The death to that.
我们要向这些死去。
But with the Holy Spirit brings life.
但是圣灵是带下生命的。
And God will renew our minds.
神会更新我们的思想。
He will lead us where he wants us to go.
他会带领我们去走他想要去的。
And given us the tasks that he has foreordained that we should do.
他也会把他在创世以先已经预定好要给我们的工作交到我们手中。
This speaks of a great consecration of her life.
这个就是讲说我们生命要全程成圣来献给他。
Dying to her old way of life.
我们向旧有的方式死去。
All the abandonment, all the grief.
所有的被遗弃，所有的哀伤。
All the rejection, all the pain of the past.
所有的被拒绝，所有过去的痛苦。
That's death.
那是死亡，都死了。
But now you're being a new creation in Christ Jesus.
现在在耶稣基督里，我们都是新造的人。
The old is gone.
旧的过去了。
And the new has come.
新的临到。
And then she started another 6 months of preparation.
然后呢，她要进入另外一个六个月的预备。
But this time it was with cosmetics and perfume.
那这一次呢，是用香料。
Now I understand a little bit about cosmetics.
那我对这个化妆品有一点点的了解。
Because my wife is a beauty therapist.
因为我的太太她是一个美容师。
And so through her, I've learned a little bit about cosmetics.
所以透过她，我学了一点点关于这个化妆品。
Cosmetics can cover blemishes.
它可以把人的一些的皱纹啊，把它盖掉。
But it can also highlight our features.
它也能够让我们那个漂亮的地方被凸显。
And I believe this speaks of the healing dynamic of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那我认为这是针对圣灵在我们的生命当中这个医治的这个一个动态的一个反应。
Where he brings healing and covers the blemishes in our life.
他就把他的医治带来遮盖了我们生命中的这些的皱纹。
And draws to the surface our true, real personality.
啊，把我们真正的个性带到表面上来。
And this is part of preparing the bride.
这个就是预备新妇的一个部分。
I'm reminded of a man in the Bible by the name of Mephibosheth.
我被这样我就被提醒想到在圣经里头的一个人叫米非波设。
And he was the grandson of King Saul.
他是扫罗王的孙子。
And he was dropped as a child in the king's palace.
他小时候在王宫里面呢，他是被不小心摔到地上。
And his legs never healed.
他的双腿从来没有得医治。
And when King David came to the throne,
当大卫王成为王的时候
，the normal thing to happen in those days,
在那些日子正常会发生的事情呢
，that the new king would kill any threat to his throne.
就是新的那一位王会把任何对他的王位有威胁的人都会把他杀掉。
So David instructed that Mephibosheth was brought before him.
所以大卫呢就告诉命令他们把米非波设带到他的面前来。
And Mephibosheth said to King David,
米非波设对大卫王说
What have I got to do with you? I'm nothing but a dead dog.
我跟你有什么相干呢？我不过如同一只 死狗一样。
Do you hear the low self-esteem?
听见他里面那个极低的一个自尊心吗
？The self-hatred.
那个讨厌自己。
And King David has mercy on him.
大卫王却对他有怜悯。
Instead of destroying him,
他没有把他摧毁。
He invites him to come in and be as his own son.
他反而邀请他进来，成为像他自己的儿子一样。
And he invites him to sit at the king's banqueting table.
他邀请他进来，跟他一同坐席。
And the very moment that Mephibosheth sat at the table with all the other sons.
所以在米非波设跟他其他的儿子一同在餐桌上坐下来的时候
，the table covered the damage in his body.
这个桌子呢，就遮盖了他身体上所受伤的地方。
He sat equal to all the other sons.
他就跟其他的儿子们是同等的地位的。
And that's the beauty of the love of God in Christ Jesus.
那就是神在耶稣基督里头的爱的那个美丽的地方。
When we stand before a holy, great God,
当我们站立在那一位圣洁伟大的神面前
，we might say, "What have you got to do with me? I'm nothing but a dead dog."
我们可能会对他说：“我们与你有何干？我们在你面前不过如死狗一样。”
I have so much damage in my life.
在我们的生命当中有这么多的毁坏。
Unresolved issues.
很多没有解决的问题。
I'm a mess.
哦，这是完全的一片混乱。
And the Father invites us to come in as we are, not as we ought to be.
然而。父神是照着我们所是的样子，而不是我们所应该是的样子邀请我们进去。
And we can sit at the king's banqueting table.
我们可以与他与王同坐席。
Equal to all the other brothers and sisters.
跟所有的弟兄姐妹是同等地位的。
That are in Christ Jesus.
我们是在耶稣基督里。
That's what I believe cosmetics speaks about.
所以我相信这个就是这个化妆品它所代表的意义。
It covers the blemishes of our life.
它会盖过我们生命中的这一些的皱纹。
But gives us the freedom and the life to be who we have been created to be.
然而给我们这样子一个自由，这个能力，让我们能够成为我们被创造成的样子。
Not to live under the pressure of others' desire for our lives.
不是活在别人对我们生命的期待的压力之下。
The final thing that she was prepared with was perfume.
最后呢，是香料。
I believe that this speaks of the fragrance of the Holy Spirit.
我认为这代表的是圣灵的香气。
You see, when you put perfume on,
因为当你在身上喷香水的时候
people can smell your arrival before they see you.
你都还没有到，人家就可以闻到你了。
And I believe that we are called to be bearers of the presence of God.
我相信我们被呼召是要成为那承载神的同在的那一位。
There have been times in the meetings that I've conducted,
有时候在我主持的一些聚会里面
where we have smelt a sweet, spicy fragrance in the atmosphere.
我们会在空气中闻到一个很香的、很香料的一个馨香之气。
And we understood that to be the manifest presence of God in the midst of us.
我们就明白到那是神在我们当中彰显他的同在。
And often on those occasions,
通常在这些时候
great healing would take place.
极大的医治会发生。
People being set free from demons.
人们会从邪灵中得释放。
Deep inner healing taking place.
很深层的内在医治会发生。
And God has called us to be bearers of His presence.
神呼召我们来承载他的同在。
The Roman army, when they had been in battle,
罗马军队当他们在打仗的时候
and they had won the victory of battle,
他们赢得胜战的时候
they would bring, march back to their garrison town,
他们就会回到他们的驻点
and they would march in through the city gates,
他们会军队就会很整齐地走过城门
and the women would throw flowers down in front of them.
这些女人呢就会在他们面前丢下这个花瓣
and as they marched, these flowers would be crushed.
那当他们踏步的时候这些花就会被践踏
and it would release the fragrance of the petals.
那花的香气就会被释放出来
and for them, it was the fragrance of victory.
对他们来说那就是胜利的香味
but the slaves that they had captured and were being brought behind in chains.
然而那些被他们所俘虏的这一些的奴隶们他们在背后是用锁链牵着走的
That same fragrance was the fragrance of defeat.
同样的香味却成为被战胜的味道
And so we're called to be the fragrance of Christ where we live.
所以我们被呼召成为我们所在的地方我们所活的地方的耶稣基督的馨香之气
So we can change the atmosphere
好让我们能够改变整个氛围
With the love and the blessing of God
是用着神的爱跟祝福来改变
And then Esther having gone through this preparation season
那以斯帖呢就完成了这个预备 的季节
And she was finally presented to the king
最后他就被带到王的面前。
And we read that in Esther chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
我们在以斯帖记的二章十七到十八节呢，就这样读到。
The king was attracted to Esther more than any of the other women.
王爱以斯帖过于爱众女。
And she won his favor and approval more than any of the other girls.
他在王眼前蒙宠爱比众处女更甚。
So he set a crown on her head.
王就把王后的冠冕戴在她头上。
And he made her queen instead of Vashti.
立她为王后代替瓦什提。
And the king gave a great banquet.
王因以斯帖的缘故给
For all his nobles and his officials.
给众首领和臣仆。
And he proclaimed a holiday throughout the land.
设摆大筵席又豁免各省的租税
because he was so happy that he had found somebody so lovely, so perfect for him as a wife.
因为他非常的开心他终于找到一位如此美丽跟他如此配合的这样子一个新的妻子。
Because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, it is by grace we have been saved.
就算我们是在死在过犯当中的时候，我们是因着他的恩典而得救赎的。
And God raised us up with Christ Jesus and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God in heaven,
在天上的父神,
we thank you,
我们感谢你,
that you have created us,
你创造了我们,
that you have formed us,
你塑造了我们,
and you have called us by name,
你也因我们的, 你也提名来呼召了我们,
we have been chosen by you,
我们被你拣选,
called us out of darkness,
你把我们从黑暗中呼召出来,
and brought us into the kingdom of light,
带领我们进入光明的国度。
We thank you, Jesus,
耶稣，我们谢谢你,
for saving us.
你救赎了我们。
We thank you, Father, for eternal life.
父神，我们为着永恒的生命感谢你。
We thank you that you are preparing us in these days.
谢谢你在这些日子在预备我们。
You are soaking us with your Holy Spirit.
你用圣灵来浸泡我们。
You are helping us to turn away from our past life.
你帮助我们离开我们过去的生命。
You're teaching us how to live as royal people.
你教导我们如何活出皇族的生命。
Rather than peasants.
而不是那贫穷的。
And Father, you are healing us on the inside.
父神，你在内里医治我们。
Taking away the stigma of our past life.
把我们过去的种种带离开我们。
And you're causing us to be bearers of your presence.
让我们能够成为那承载你的同在。
Where you have placed us.
把我们放在你要放的地方。
And for this, God, we give you thanks.
因着这一切，神，我们
Amen.
感谢你。Amen. Amen.